Welcome to another Living Above Average Ministries podcast. Today, we'll be discussing the topic, start to finish. Here we are in the middle of January. I hope and pray that you are still going strong on this new and improved you that you have started this year. I am so proud of myself that I have actually been faithfully doing my Bible reading every single day. And so I'm all caught up with that, and I'm really thankful for that, that I've been able to do that. But I will let you know that I have hit a hurdle, and this hurdle is something that kind of came out of the blues, I guess, a little bit, and I just want to be an encouragement to you today. I hit this hurdle. What is my hurdle? Well, my hurdle is my knee. I have ongoing chronic issues with my knee since my motorcycle accident in 2015. And I recently had my knee scoped at the beginning of January, and it is just not getting any better. So it's looking like I'm going to be heading towards a total knee replacement sooner than what we anticipated. And so that's what my hurdle has been, is my knee. The pain, the swelling, not being able to walk on it, going back to the doctor today and, talking over the progress or the lack of progress in my knee and trying to figure out exactly what's going on with my knee. And this pain, this chronic pain has kind of made me reflect on my New Year's resolutions, on this new and improved me. And I felt like I was just saying, Angie, here we are again. You're good at starting something, but are you ready to finish? And in my whining, I thought, I am ready to finish. Let's finish this knee thing up. Let's be done with it. I'm ready. Let's just get this total knee replacement on board, and let's just do this thing, because I'm sick and tired of this pain and this chronic illness or chronic pain happening. And I want it to be done. I want it to be over. And I was reminded that sometimes through our pain is when we realize what we're made of. We realize what we really have been putting in our hearts and in our minds through this pain. And sometimes it's the uglies that come out. And to be honest, I've had some uglies come out. And I was reminded, I was talking with my mother, and she was telling me about my grandma when she was towards the end of her life, and talking about, and she's not feeling well, and her prayer has been, Lord, help me to be kind and help me to praise you no matter what I'm going through. And that's been my prayer for myself, is Lord, help me to be kind and let me praise you as I'm going through this. Do I know what the end result is going to be? No, I don't. Total knee replacements in my future, there's no doubt, but there's still no guarantee that that's going to be the cure-all or the answer to the chronic pain. There's no guarantee that that's going to be gone. So while I am going through this, I've got to have a made-up mind of be kind and praise the Lord no matter what. In this discussion with my mom that I had, we were just discussing on the difficulties with that, of how sometimes pain clouds our minds. Sometimes pain and irritation and limitations cloud our minds or puts a film over our mindset and our determination to do things for God or to be kind and to praise Him anyways. And I find myself, and maybe you find yourself, not wanting to do that as much or not wanting to praise God because you are in so much pain. So I was thinking about this today, and I was thinking about what Paul said in Philippians chapter 3. And he said, you know, I'm going through all these things, but there's one thing that I do. I forget the things that are behind. He says, I consider it this. I'm going to forget those things that are behind, and I'm going to look forward to those things ahead, and I press on towards the goal of the prize of the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus. What is Paul saying? He had a lot of things that he was going through. If you study the life of Paul and the the persecution that he faced, he had a lot of things, and he had the right mindset of this, where he says, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do consider is I forget what lies behind and I press towards what lies ahead. What was Paul saying? He's like, I'm going through so much stuff and I'm going to forget that. I'm going to just lay that aside because there's a greater calling. There's a greater prize that lays ahead of me. And so I want that to be your encouragement today, is that no matter what you're going through, no matter what hurdle you may have already hit this year, that let's put that on aside. That doesn't mean we forget about it, because it's still there. I'm reminded daily. Matter of fact, I'm reminded hourly of my pain. However, I'm not going to allow that to be the forefront of my mind. It can sit there in my mind. I can acknowledge it and do something about it, but I'm not going to let it rule my mind. I'm going to be kind. I'm going to put that on the shelf and put that aside, and I'm going to press forward, because there is a greater calling. There's a greater prize ahead of me. And I've got to learn that through this pain, there is purpose. And through this pain, there is a plan. And God knows what it is, but I will never achieve that plan. I will never achieve that purpose if I keep focusing on the pain. So I'm going to lay that aside, and I'm going to press forward to that prize that lays before me, that God has set before me. And when I do that, and I know that that's my goal, then my mindset is a little different. The depression, the depressive feelings and symptoms lessen. My anxiety lessens, because I know that I can set those things aside and keep my eyes on the prize. And so today, I just want you to be encouraged that no matter what you're going through, even if you've already hit a hurdle, and I praise God if you've not hit a hurdle already and you're on the straight and narrow and you're doing great and things are going good, just want you to know you will hit a hurdle. And I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer, but you will hit a hurdle. And in that moment, when you do, I pray that you remember the words of Paul that says, the one thing that I do is I forget what lies behind and I press toward what lies ahead. The goal that God has set before us, the plan, the purpose, the calling that he has for us. Let's learn in our pain. Let's learn that there is a purpose. Let's learn there's a plan, and move forward. The one scripture verse that I'd like to leave you with is also found in Philippians, and it's chapter 1, verse 6. And this one really encourages me, and it says this, and I am certain that God, who began the good work within me and you, will continue his work until it's finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. Let's not give up. Let's move forward. Let's keep going on. God doesn't give up on us, and he is faithful to complete the work that he began in us. So start to finish. It's good to start. Sometimes it's hard to finish, but let's finish strong. Let's do this together, and we will live above average. Thank you, my friends, for listening. God bless you, and have a great day.